As a matter of fact, one of the big stories that we talked about was the Sioux Falls Skyforce moving on. And that was a physical game last night.
105-98, the final. The Skyforce take out the Canton Charge and win the series. 2-1, and now move on to the semifinals of the D-League playoffs, where they'll take on Fort Worth. The guy that was
Fort Wayne.
Fort Wayne. Working hard last night, Henry Walker joins us on the fan line. Henry, congratulations on the win last night.
Thank you, man. Thanks for having me.
You know, as I was watching that game, I saw you go down time after time. I was in the backcourt, and it was when a guy came in and took a block, and you were at the – there was actually a loose ball in the front court, and I saw, like, two Canton Charge players, and I looked at my father-in-law, and I said, you know Walker's got to be at the bottom of that pile. And then I saw you diving into the front row or into the Skyforce bench, and I mean, you were just – I don't know that I've seen a player – play as hard as you did last night. It was impressive. And how important was it to set the tone last night physically?
In a series like that, we're playing against a team that plays the total opposite of us, but we have the same similarities, like defensively. We were both a very good defensive team, so we knew it was going to be, you know, a battle of wills, and, you know, it's going to be a fight, you know, more MMA than boxing, as far as, you know.
You earned that ice bath today, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, I earned it, you know. But I just want to come out there and just be aggressive, you know. We weren't knocking down shots, but we stayed aggressive. And when you do that, that karma comes back. And, you know, at the end of the game, guys like Trey Kelly stepping in, hitting big threes, and DeAndre doing what he's been doing all year, just being, you know, just monumental for us, just been everywhere. And, you know, everybody feeds off that energy, you know. So, you know, I try to bring that to the game and just, you know, get my guys going and just keep us, you know, in striking distance so we can, you know, we can pull it off.
How important for Trey Kelly and DeAndre Liggins? I mean, they're shooting so well from beyond the perimeter. Trey went 10 of 15 last night, and mm-hmm. Liggins went 5 of 10. How important is it for those guys to be hitting it from the perimeter to open up the inside game?
It's vital for me, just speaking in selfish terms. You know, I'm a pick-and-pop guy. I like space to operate, so the quicker and the earlier I can get those guys going and you know, get those guys free off picks and being able to do what they can do, they take so much pressure off of everybody else by attacking the defense and being a threat to score that, you know, I usually get a lot of easy looks just cutting or spotting up. You know, in DeAndre's case, you know, he's so quick, he's so aggressive going to the basket, you know, most of the time he's drawing four people. So just want to, you know, get those guys going early because, you know, all year they've been, you know, the head of the snake force.
He's Henry Walker, Sioux Falls Skyforce forward here on Sports Talk with Craig and Chris.
You almost said Bill, didn't you?
I almost said Bill Walker. I told him I got to be careful because I remember watching Henry and Michael Beasley playing for K-State a few years ago. And I mean, you guys, I remember watching and you know, in the middle of K-State country, and that you guys together, it was just amazing how much of a combination that you guys were in college. I mean, you know, take me back to that, because maybe some people don't understand. What was it like with you? It just seems like you two were on a playing field all your own.
Yeah, I mean, you got to understand that, you know, when the recruitment process, when we decided, you know, to all come out there, we were talking about it since, like, you know, freshman in high school about, man, we play against each other so much, you know. It'd be kind of crazy if we got on the same team, you know, because me and Beasley, we always guarded each other in AAU, so... It was pretty natural, the chemistry we had just playing with each other and playing off of each other. And you got to understand that before we had came there, there wasn't any basketball success since, like, the 80s. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? We were babies. So, you know, we came in there, and it was just like everybody just had a belief, like, man, you know, we have a chance. You know, we have a small fighting chance maybe of doing something. And, you know, that belief just grew. You know, and it turned into something special. It was definitely probably one of the most funnest times I've had in my life, just as far as playing basketball, just the passion, the fans, and, you know, all the people there, and just wanting to be, just that hunger to be good again, you know, and that was great.
Well, and people got to understand, I mean, Manhattan, I mean, you're in the middle of Jayhawk country. I mean, you hear so much rock talk Jayhawk that it makes your head spin. You gotta take over the state of Kansas, because You know, it's definitely, I mean, that fan base is pretty split.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know how many times I've heard how I should have went to Kansas or something like that. I went to the wrong school, stuff like that. But, you know, I just decided just coming up, you know, I just didn't want to go somewhere that, like, was already predetermined. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
You know Kansas is
going to be good. Well, you want to make your own way.
Yeah, they're powerhouses. You know, they're already established. You know, I wanted to go somewhere where, you know, where I felt like I could have a chance at changing the culture of a place, you know, and in K-State was definitely the spot, you know, and had some fun. And Coach Martin, you know, him starting there, nobody expected anything out of him, you know. So we were all, like, in that same group, we were just hungry to prove ourselves, and it worked out pretty good.
He's Henry Walker, the Sioux Falls Skyforce, one of six in double figures last night. Skyforce take out Canton, and now it's Fort Wayne. Fort Wayne with a three-game series. It starts Thursday night at the Pentagon. Your first thoughts about Fort Wayne? I know you went, what'd you do this year for them?
Two and three against the year. Oh, yeah, it's going to be another tough series. I mean, you got a team that has some great perimeter players. You know, it's going to be a different probably focus from going against Canton as they attacked inside out. We got to, refocus and buckle down and guard some great guards. It's going to be a tough series. Ron Howard, Tony Mitchell, those guys hit some big shots. So, you know, they're not going to go anywhere. It's going to be another boxing match. And we just got to be prepared and just get focused and handle ourselves and go in there and get some wins.
Rio Grande Valley, by the way, beats Iowa last night. So now it's Rio Grande Valley, the defending champs, taking out Santa Cruz. You got the number one seed, Fort Wayne, number four seed, Sioux Falls, and you got number five, Rio Grande Valley, number six, Santa Cruz. Just shows you how even the D-League has been this year.
Yeah, most definitely. I mean, especially this time of the year. You know, every team that you just mentioned is tough, hard-nosed, and they're good at what they do. So it's no slouches around this time of the year. And, you know, the D-League has definitely been tight the whole year. I mean, a couple of games separated pretty much 1 through 8 in the playoff season. So just goes to show how good the league's gotten over the years and how big it's going to get.
Well, another ice bath maybe later today, Henry. Your body will be ready to go Thursday night at home against Fort Wayne.
Oh, yeah, most definitely, most definitely. That's what we live for. We live for the playoff games and those crazy atmospheres. And, you know, we all got that goal in mind of trying to win this thing. So it's a lot easier to recover after a win than it is a loss.
Oh, you got that right. Hey, we'll keep the word out. We'll try to get that Pentagon filled up for
Pentagon.
You guys on Thursday
night. Most definitely.
Hey, Henry, thanks for the time, man. Really appreciate it, and good luck as you continue on in the D-League.
All right, thanks for having me, man.
You got her, Henry. Henry Walker joining us from the Skyforce. Game one against Fort Wayne Thursday night. Game two is at Fort Wayne Saturday. If there is a game three, it's at Fort Wayne on Monday.